From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. MU administrators will be improving the university's response to emergencies on campus, Vice Chancellor for Operations Gary Ward announced in an email Thursday evening. This comes after students expressed frustration during a search for a woman with a possible gun on campus Wednesday. Immediate actions include expanding MU Alert, the emergency notification system, to allow parents to sign up for alerts. The university will also promote the MU Alert website, specifically the Surviving an Active Shooter video. Members of the MU Faculty Council expressed concern with the lack of direction during the threat at their meeting Thursday, mentioning confusion about if buildings should be locked and whether teachers should have continued teaching. MU spokesman Christian Basie said those who didn't receive alerts should contact the Department of Information Technology to investigate the problem. Columbia earned a perfect score on the Human Rights Campaign's 2017 Municipal Equality Index, the only nationwide rating system of LGBTQ inclusion in city law, policy, and services. Columbia was one of 68 cities that earned perfect scores on the index, despite a lack of LGBTQ-inclusive statewide non-discrimination laws. According to a news release, Columbia was highlighted for its LGBTQ liaisons in the city manager's office and in the Columbia Police Department, transgender-inclusive health benefits for employees, diversity and inclusion training for city employees, and non-discrimination laws. Newly released documents from federal regulators detail how four patients at a Southwest Missouri hospital endured abuse at the hands of caregivers or security guards, leading to a dismissal of 12 employees in August. Duri Buscarin reports.
Staffers placed a 22-year-old psychiatric patient in seclusion and restrained her on a bed with her arms above her head for hours. Regulators wrote in a summary of the investigation. Staffers tackled another patient to the ground, hitting his head on the concrete. State investigators determined that patients were in immediate jeopardy at Mercy Hospital Springfield and threatened the hospital with a loss of their Medicare funding if it did not make changes. The 400-bed hospital, which is part of a Catholic health system based in Chesterfield, has since agreed to a corrective plan overseen by federal regulators. Mercy released a statement saying, "While we deeply regret that these incidents occurred, we have treated this as a learning opportunity, and we reaffirm our commitment to our mission, values, and charism." I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that a southeastern Missouri public defender who says she's overloaded must ask permission from a judge before denying additional cases. Supreme Court judges this week ruled against public defender Leslie Hazel, who had asked them to block a judge from forcing her to take on more clients. Missouri State Public Defender Director Michael Barrett said public defenders are stuck in a hard place. He says they face disbarment for accepting cases beyond their abilities or contempt of court for denying cases when they're overwhelmed. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.